nice introduction. So kind. No, it's our 25th year. It's crazy, isn't it? I mean, we came here in 1997, and we did the first band workshop in the first year with Peter Warren.
Yeah.
And I hope that he's will still show up because he's got a lot to say about banjo. And so, who of you is playing? Is anybody playing almost? Oh wow! So because it's a workshop, and it'd be great if you have some questions. You know, things that you think I might be able to give you my take on it, or otherwise I'm just gonna bobble along. And you have to excuse my English. I'm not 100% local yet. It'll take a few generations, I suppose. So if I say something weird, it's just it's just the banjo thing. Yeah, you just heard us play, so we don't need to introduction anybody. Yes? Is there any questions already? Yes?
Yes. I want to thank you for 53 lessons.
Oh. Thank you. Yeah, that's very kind of you to say. When the pandemic hit, I thought, I have some time, so I put 50-some lessons, short 10-minute lessons, and it's really catered for the ones who have never played an instrument before. And just wanted to make sure that everybody who has a banjo at home and has is a pandemic sort of, you know, a lockdown, that they, you know, maybe just have free access to just learning how to play. And in the 50 lessons, you can really learn how to play some tunes and really get started. And I thank you for thanking me. That's great. Because that's on, you can find that on YouTube, Kruger Brothers channel. And you just give in Jens Kruger banjo lessons, and I have 50 of them, just follow one by one, and you can actually learn how to play. And I have a few people who wrote me that they had a banjo in the house, and exactly that what I wanted to happened. And it's just great.
Is there tablature
too? Well, it doesn't need tablature, and the things that you need to know on tablature are written down. I wrote on little pieces of paper and held them into the camera, and you can take a screenshot. And it's very rudimentary, but it's only 10 minutes at a time, and you can learn something. And you just, when you then play that, you can go back and learn the next thing. And it's very, very simple. I think that's a nice way of starting, yes.
So I have two. How long have you practiced, like, or have you practiced bowls before you think you've, like, mastered one? And then, like, so Waterfall is, like, my favorite banjo song ever. I mean, where do you draw inspiration for putting something together like that? I mean, honestly, really sounded like Rain. It sounded like Waterfall.
I cannot even play it anymore, I think. I'm not sure. I haven't played it in years. I would just play a little bit of it. Just to say that, you know, Waterfall, of course, Waterfall. Inspiration is Waterfall. You know, when the valley I lived in Switzerland before we moved was called Angel Mountain Valley. And we had hundreds of, you can only imagine this almost like fairy tale atmosphere of a landscape, you know, a big valley, deep valley in the Alps, you know, leading up. And in the winter, you know, we would have all this, in the springtime, we have all this ice melting, and we have literally hundreds of waterfalls coming down. They don't even have any names, and everything starting to green, and all these waterfalls splashing down the mountains. And as children, we would run around there, jump in lakes and rivers, and barefoot. There was no snakes, no poison ivy, no nothing. And so we would go in the middle of the night and just, you know, just run down rivers or way up in the Alps. There, nobody living there, you know. So.
To your question about how much he plays. It's very hard to find Jens without a banjo in his hand. It's been that way. And it's been like that since I was 11, since I can remember.
So this is just a little, you know, I don't even know if we can play it.